This episode of the Coin Spice Podcast is brought to you by Cash Shuffle, because what you do with your money is your business. To give this new product a try for fungibility and privacy, head on over to electroncash.org, download their latest wallet 4.0.0, and give it a spin. CashShuffle.com for more information, because what you do with your money is your business.
What is really going on, crypto savages? You are listening to the Coin Spice Podcast with host C. Edward Kelso, editor-in-chief at coinspice.io, your home for spicy crypto things on the net.
What is really going on, crypto savages? This is your host, C. Edward Kelso, editor-in-chief out of coinspice.io, back with another episode of the Coin Spice Podcast, and this time around, I've got Keshav Ram Narla. He is an investor, an analyst, a pundit out of Hyderabad, India. The next few episodes, I'm going to focus on India for a variety of reasons. If you're not already aware, it is a country and I guess a subcontinent of over a billion people. Its demographics definitely skew younger. It's the world's largest democracy, of course, and that means that crypto inevitably is going to be tied up in a country like it. And so Keshav comes, he has a technical background, he has a trading background, and he also believes in using cryptocurrency as currency. So I think you're really going to enjoy his perspective and kind of give you some insight into the way I see him as an investor. He's very much Buffett-like, even though, of course, Buffett hates Bitcoin. But Buffett-like or Benjamin Graham, if you're familiar with sort of the Graham idea of value investing. For Narla, the importance to go and kick the tires of your investment to go see what it is. He believes in using it, but I'll let him explain it. He's much better at it than I am. So without any further ado, here is the first in a series with investor, analyst, pundit, Keshav Ram Narla.
You're a trader, you're an investor, you're obviously a pundit. We at CoinSpice love reading your Twitter threads, and you're certainly an insightful guy when it comes to India. You're in Hyderabad, which is, I guess, for lack of a better phrase, the to-be Silicon Valley of India. With all of your experience and knowledge and your passion about cryptocurrencies, do you have a favorite? Is there one that you favor? And if so, why?
Yeah, of course it is. Of course it's going to be Bitcoin Cash, which is my favorite. And the reason I say that is that I worked with a lot of people here, and I talked to a lot of investors and traders and a lot of people here. And one thing I've realized that there are a lot of smart people here who've done a lot of research, understand the technicalities, look at the GitHub code and everything. But one of the most important parts of their investment is that they don't use that currency. I mean, if you are investing in Uber, wouldn't you make a better investment decision in addition to your research if you also used Uber for some of your needs, right?
That's an excellent point.
And I see very few people, and I talk to people, I see very, very few people or almost no one who doesn't even have cryptocurrency on their mobile phones. Forget about using it for payments or donations or anything like that. So
they're just trading it. They're just shifting it back and forth, or maybe holding it.
Exactly. So the narrative from the BTC side, the Bitcoin side, has been so strong, and the negative adoption has been so strong that the next set of people don't even care about using it. They're just trading. They have no clue that Bitcoin or Bitcoin Cash can be incredibly fast and effective. And when I met people face to face, some of people from some of this group who have been in the space in 2011, I know a person who's mined Bitcoin in 2011, who's left the space and come back as a trader in 2016, who I met last year, and I did a tip about transaction to him and a wallet transaction to me. He was completely surprised that Bitcoin Cash can be so fast and instant. And when I told him this is exactly how BTC was in 2015, he was completely surprised about that. He didn't know, he was not aware of that. So which means that people have stopped using that, which is not a great thing to do. So my whole point of people that advise people is that any coin that you invest in, anything that you do in, and apart from your research and your analysis, why not use it? Why not use it in commerce? Why not use it to pay a friend? Why not use it to donate someone? And that's where I've learned a lot about Bitcoin Cash, and my levels of awareness have improved. For example, any person who first enters into this space, the first thing that he does is convert some of his fiat and buy some crypto, right? Once he starts buying the crypto, his level of awareness increases a little bit because he starts studying about that coin and what it does and what it about it, and gets into monetary things and currencies and gold and stuff like that. But that is only the first level of awareness. The second level of awareness that I personally got is when I transact in crypto. For example, from the first time I sent it from here across all the way to my friend in US, okay? When I sent crypto or Bitcoin Cash between two wallets, and I saw how instant it was. And I know a friend whose cousin got a major cancer in India and wanted to send money, and he sent through Bitcoin and asked his parents to open an account in exchange, and he sent like probably $15,000 through Bitcoin, and they exchange for that. So that is the second level awareness, where you actually transact in crypto for some usage. The third level awareness that really helped out for me, and especially that is close to why I chose Bitcoin Cash, is actually paying with crypto. Right? For example, I started using US.org in late 2017. I was completely blown off because for the first time, I've actually transacted in Bitcoin Cash. I did a small 10-cent transaction to buy an article, and it happened instantly. And that was the first time in my 20 years of usage of the internet that I actually bought an article online.
Wow.
And that was like, wow. I just paid to read online, which I would never do. I would always read free stuff. Okay. And when I did that, I actually saw the power of Bitcoin Cash. And since I read about it, I knew this was how exactly Bitcoin was once upon a time. So that was the main part from since then to now. My only goal is to get people to experience crypto and Bitcoin Cash, because once they use that, all the myths and the narratives or the false or the negative narratives that are built up kind of go away, and then start looking at crypto as something that can be actually useful. And I donated to people in Venezuela. I tip people through Twitter. I mean, the tipper bot is an amazing tool where I don't even have to ask you your wallet to send your tip. That space, Bitcoin Cash has amazing services. For example, Cointext, people don't realize it is an absolutely revolutionary thing. Because when I ask my friend, say, hey, I'll give you Bitcoin Cash, download the wallet, and I'll send it to you, and it's so instant, they don't even download it. For whatever reasons, the busy lives or because they hate Bitcoin Cash or whatever, they don't even download that. But if I have Cointext and I just message that to them, I don't even have to ask them. They get it. Like, for example, I was the first Indian beta tester for the service that Cointext was going to launch. They were going to integrate WhatsApp. WhatsApp is used by every single person that holds a phone in India. It's huge. It's huge here. So when Cointext wanted to integrate through WhatsApp, and I actually tested it out, I was absolutely amazed because I was sitting in my hall. I said, I just put a message saying that send rupee 5 to my wife's phone number. And by the time I came to my wife's room, she already received it. And then again, I sent another 3 rupees back to me, and that's it. It is a matter of typing 3 words. No wallet creation, no asking for permission, nothing. You just got Bitcoin Cash.
No internet.
Yeah. I mean,
just SMS.
For the Indian service, they wanted to do through WhatsApp because India would not allow SMS payments legally. So they went through WhatsApp, which is even more better.
Because everybody's there.
Everybody uses WhatsApp here. Everybody uses WhatsApp. And it was instant transaction. So I had this brilliant plan of spamming everybody, of everyone who was interested in crypto, all these traders. I was going to spam all of these guys. Okay, that was the plan. But unfortunately, as Vin announced, Facebook has stopped all financial services on WhatsApp. And so they're now trying to come up with something else. But in the countries where Cointex is there, where you can just send an SMS to anyone, and all you have to know is their phone number, you can just keep on tipping people without the permission. And you never know who would start falling in love with that once they start using that. So that's where I see a lot of potential with Bitcoin Cash, because it's not only fast and cheap to use it, the services that are being built to increase the adoption. Like, for example, I keep telling people about the power of TipperBot, but recently when CoinInfo, this particular account, gave away 10,000 euros in a matter of 24 to 48 hours. I told these people, these cryptocurrency group traders here, saying that, okay, see, here's this entity giving free Bitcoin Cash to $50. They even gave to me as well, right? Without even asking. So all these guys, the traders who never touched cryptocurrency, they started asking for that. And I think four or five of the group got $50 in Bitcoin Cash. And they were very happy. And all I asked them is said, Now that you got it to TipperBot, why didn't you send it to someone else? So to send to someone else, all they had to do is say $0.05 at the rate TipperBot, and they could send it to whoever they want. And as soon as they send, they're like, wow, this is fast.
I love hearing you talk about it, because this is exactly the experience that I've seen over and over again with people. You know, they'll sometimes, especially if they've been in the space for a while, like you say, they have all these, you know, high opinions, and then you ask them, well, do you have a wallet? No. And one of my favorite examples of this happened when Peter Schiff, who is a well-known anti-Bitcoiner but a free market guy, has a radio show, he's an international trader and so on, debated Eric Voorhees, who's the founder of Shapeshift, of course. And Eric was pro-Bitcoin. Schiff was against Bitcoin. They had this giant debate in New York City. It was very well attended, got a quarter of a million views on YouTube, became all the talk and all the rage. And so after the actual formal debate, Schiff and Voorhees and a few of them went for dinner that evening. And Eric Voorhees, as they're talking and having drinks and whatever else, turns to Schiff and says, have you ever had cryptocurrency on your wallet? And Schiff, again, who's been, for lack of a better phrase, talking crap about Bitcoin for years, had to admit no. And so right then and there, Voorhees takes out his phone and says, hey, let's download a wallet together. Let's, you know, and he shows him. And, you know, I don't think it changed Schiff, to be honest with you, ultimately. But it was so illustrative. I remember publishing the picture at another news desk where I was working at the time, and I remember people's jaws dropping. Like, there's wait. He's never even used cryptocurrency, and he's out all these grand opinions about it. And then once you get people to start using it, all the silly debates about personalities, about, you know, this and that, and you know, being having their feelings hurt on Twitter, that all goes away, and they go, holy moly, I didn't have to sign. You didn't need an account. You know, you could send it to anybody. No one's going to tell you you can't. And on and on and on and on and on. And just like you say, it's just wonderful to hear you say it.
When I travel to people, I try to talk to them about Bitcoin and try to convince them. And I always try to find the easiest way to explain. And recently, this thought came to me, thinking that what email did to posting letters, Bitcoin will do to banking transactions. I find that as the easiest explanation, because before email came and people had to write this letter and post it, walk somewhere and post it, done envelope and everything. Later, it was just one email address that they had to send, and Bitcoin does the same thing. I mean, if I have to send a banking transaction, I have to create an account, then get an approval, get an SMS to approval to FA, and then there's a transaction limit, then a per day limit and all these things. But with Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash, all you need is an address, and I can send it any amount of money across the world, $1 million to 1 cent or 2 cents, very low fee and instantly. And the instant part is the one that everyone who is in the space has to experience once in their lifetime.
Well, there it is. Thank you so much for coming on, for taking all the time. We really do appreciate it, man. And
my pleasure, Kelso. I mean, this is wonderful time. I could have gone all night about this. Yeah.